18 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. It's a huge good morning and welcome to Sarah Swainson from the Bold Heart Initiative.
Good morning.
And you've been, we were speculating because I saw a picture of you on roller skates on social media and I thought, I wonder, are we going to be rollerblading today?
Yes, we are rolling into the week.
But nice. not rollerblading, this is roller skates.
Four wheels, yes.
Sort of like little motor cars on your feet.
Yes, these unpredictable wheels that let you roll around, yeah.
So what on earth were you doing on roller skates? I mean, I know that roller blades were a thing.
Yeah.
Roller skates used to be a thing a million years ago.
And they still are. So they're like roller skating is actually quite trendy.
Is it?
But it's this is a segment on reminding us not to take ourselves too seriously. So I roller skated and roller bladed as a child. So I'm not completely a novice at it, but I haven't done it for years. And then for my birthday, my friends kidnapped me, and they know I hate surprises. But anyway, they said, come, we are dragging you off to a surprise. And I begrudgingly went along, but we turned out to have the best time ever. So there's a roller rink that has just opened in the Pearls in Umhlanga, and you can rent skates there, and you can have the most amazing time. So we went off. So the barrier to entry for a sport like roller skating is actually quite simple. So you can go and give it a try at this roller rink, and you put on the skates, and off you go. There's a couple of false starts, but it's a good fun. And especially with the holidays coming up, it's something that you can do with your children or without. Take some friends and go and have a little fun.
When you hire skates, I know with ice skates you have a shoe size.
Yes.
Yeah.
But with roller, do the roller skates go onto your shoes?
No. So it's socks and then you... ice skates. Oh. Yeah, it's like a boot. You lace up. Exactly the same. So instead of like a... what's the bottom of a ski or a blade
yeah.
You've got wheels, four wheels.
So do they provide you with the socks?
Or? No. Take your own socks, preferably. I mean, it's like ice skating. Yeah. You want your own socks.
Yeah, no hell. Yeah. Imagine some of those feet.
Yeah. Ooh. So, and then you can either pay for 20 minutes or a longer session, and then you just go and have some fun. And then if you it really hooks you, you can actually purchase your own skates right there and then.
Nice.
And I wonder what they cost.
800 rand.
For a set of... That's not too bad considering, I suppose, what...
Exercise, good fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you pay more for a set of Crocs, don't you? I mean,
yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, true story.
So,
and they look much better than Crocs.
Absolutely. We can't guarantee that you won't... you might have to invest in some if you're starting out, maybe some... wrist guards or something like that, but it really is, and once you get the hang of it, it's quite fun. So you could be off.
So how's the floor? So what kind
so
of
the floor is
it?
Smooth. The floor is in the parking area. I think it's level one. So it's smooth. It's so you'll be gliding along looking like a pro in no time.
Okay.
In no time at all.
Yes.
On your bottom.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that it's a guarantee. How are you gonna fall?
There are no guarantees in life. But if we look back at roller skating history, right? So it was an inventor called John Joseph Merlin, and his first entrance. So he came up with this ridiculous idea of roller skates. And anyway, so he enters this masquerade party. It's huge. It's everybody's in attendance in 1760. So it's not a new sport. Okay. And he promptly wheeled himself in, playing dolled up in great paraphernalia. And he was playing the violin, and he made this great entrance, it had no brakes, so he proceeded to crash into the orchestra and into a mirror and badly injured himself. So as long as you don't do the same entrance as he did and take it maybe a little bit more slowly, you should have good fun.
There you have it.
I have an idea that this entire enterprise is you know who invested in it and who has set it up and all the money? Yeah. You watch, it's all the medical team.
they want the wrist break.
All the pediatric surgeons have clubbed together. Let's drum up some business. Here we go.
Exactly.
True story.
Hell.
Okay.
But you said it was a good experience.
Yes,
it was fun.
It was fun. And I think you know, even if I think to take away this week is don't take yourself too seriously. There are a lot of stresses in life, but can you find something where you can just let your hair down for 20 minutes and just have some fun?
And is it like an ice rink where you have music and lights?
There's music and there's some lights and you go round and round. And
you can you hold hands if you like?
If you like the person next to you.
Because that was always the thing with the ice rink. You know, you go, ooh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you ever ice skate?
I did. Did you? I was always looking up. Always looking up. I'd always bail. And then I ended up being one of those guys who
Did you have the penguin?
I ended up being one of those guys who was like crawling.
On the wall,
yeah. Hang on the wall, basically, yeah.
I thought I was doing fabulously until I looked at my feet and I was like cockeyed completely with the blades out.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of...
Yes. Oh, no. 100%.
I've actually learned. But I mean, I must say, I got the hang of it.
Yeah.
I never did that, the sort of speed skating with the sexy little stop at the back of the skate. You know, some people really got into it in a major way. But I could get around. I mean, Boxburg, you know. Boxburg Bombers, here we come. It was the place. But roller skates, for me, if you fall on ice, you slide a bit. That's okay.
Yep.
It's cold, and that stems the blood flow quite quickly because it freezes. But you're on four wheels and eight wheels because you've got four on each foot.
Yeah.
And could you go fast?
I can go relatively. I mean, I was okay. I wasn't horrendous.
Because you can see the next craze is going to be that these diddy kids are going to get into skating and then watch hanging onto cars and things like that.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah.
But I came across this physical metaphor for skating, and perhaps it can serve us as a reminder that we're always in a forward movement, a process of false starts and failed attempts, which is quite literal, and constant course correction. So hopefully it reminds us that that's kind of a metaphor for life. So yeah.
Nice. So there it is. You're living large and you're having fun, and I think that's a lesson for all of us. And for anyone thinking about skating or roller skating, it's not too far down the road to have a go.
Yeah, you can book a session and it's really accessible. It's really easy, and go and have some fun.
You're not including it in your ordinary active activities, are you?
I think I would if our roads were a little bit, I think, forgiving, maybe.
You're not a fan of the big speed humps that are coming into Belize, fast and furious.
Yeah. I don't think there's enough space for cars, roller skaters, and everyone else that's on the road. So I think I'm going to do it as a once-off activity.
Why don't you do it as a team build for the municipality? In the road.
Yes, let's do that.
And get the main members who were, you know,
team building. Here we go.
Yeah. Skate your way.
Everyone who was looking for credit for that speed hump should be, I think, on those skates.
There we go. Good idea. So, Sarah, that was lovely. You brought some light relief into our Monday morning. What's happening next week?
Oh, there's one of two things I'm trying to drum up, but in the next 2 weeks, on this week's Saturday, I'm off to do my first adventure race. So this is something, bearing in mind, I might have roller skated as a child, but I certainly didn't ride a bike as a child. So I've got a bike, pedal, and trek. So I'll be reporting back on my first ever adventure race. And then this past weekend, I was up in Sedona, and we had the most incredible wild swimming experiences. We swam with dolphins in a way that is quite unique. So I'm going to be sharing a bit about that.
Swimming with dolphins.
It was incredible. I think it was probably one of the most life-changing moments that I've ever experienced.
Did you like them?
Oh, they are beautiful.
Hey, I swam with dolphins in Mozambique. They looked very scary to me.
No.
They got that look, and they look at you.
They're inquisitive.
And they're huge.
Yeah, they're inquisitive, and they're playful, if you engage them in the right way, in a respectful way. So these aren't tame animals. These are not, you know, they're in the wild.
Yeah.
And it's how they choose to interact with us. And so I'm going to share a bit about wild swimming in Sedona. and the dolphins.
That's something to look out for next week when Sarah returns for Hopefully. Another Bold Heart. And this will be up as a podcast, so you can share the love and listen to it again if you want to. And we look forward to reconnecting in a week's time.
Thank you.
And the show continues.